When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. I got a wife to be and a baby girl. They need love. Ooh, yeah, they need love. But I be over them pots just trying to serve the block. I know I'm all they got, so this shit has to stop. They need love. Ooh, yeah, they need love.
It all started as a younger with my eyes on the prize. Known to swallow my blood before I swallow my pride. Made a lot of sacrifices in my life to survive. My role models was hustlers, so they taught me to grind. From a hood where they only respect if
you put that. Hey guys, our opening song for today was brought to you by an artist called Driz from Hush Money Entertainment. And he's been featured on Riding Out Here on New York's Hot 97. The song is perfect for cuffing season.
Cuffing season.
Hi.
It's coming up.
Which is upon us. You know, it speaks on a guy that meets a girl and the girl changes his life. So
I want to change someone's life.
Bitch.
Can I'm I saying. Change someone's life?
We might need to pass this song along. Yeah, we're going to play more of it at the end of the show. If you guys want to check him out on Instagram, it is hushmoney_ENT.
And we are going to go ahead and also drop all of this information in our details for the description of this week's show. So you can go ahead and click on them either, you know, wherever you want to follow them. We have their SoundCloud, we have their Instagram, we have their Twitter, just a little bit of everything. So you guys can catch them everywhere. And anyways, we're going to start this as we always do. Welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions.
What the fuck is wrong with this whole dog?
This is your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. Debt Bitch.
And I'm Wheezy because I'm not that extra. I want to thank you guys for helping us chart on iTunes. We have been, I think the highest we got was in the 30s.
38, bitch.
Yeah, top 200 comedy podcasts. You know, my bitch might be slipping every day, but we still up there. Yeah, I had some dude I went on a date with in fucking Barbados hit me up. He was like, hey, do you remember me? I was like, nah, nigga, why? He's like, we were just looking up shit for a road trip and we found your podcast.
Yeah, you told me that.
I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much. Please continue to give us your reviews if they're good. And subscribe to us. We would love to keep the show going for you.
Yes.
So we have a guest today coming on, Lethal.
Of course
Lex.
She late, just like Maul, just like every guest we motherfucking have in
because,
this show.
You know, niggas. And you know what? And let me tell you something. We always be on time, and I think it is the white side of us.
It has to be. And mind you, I still come before you, and you're a little bit more white than me, kind of sometimes.
Am I? Because I fuck white boys?
I was about to say, maybe because you have more white
you're
in
the
you
one who makes
more
hot dog
than
spaghetti,
me.
Bitch. You make hot dog spaghetti.
Hot dog spaghetti is a Haitian thing.
Okay.
It's a Creole thing, okay?
It's a white thing. It's a fucking...
Well, white people is putting hot dogs in their spaghetti. It is...
Bitch, it sounds like a white trash
my
meal.
My mama date. Clearly, my mama likes... island men when okay. She was dating a Haitian.
Well, that nigga was broke. I don't even stop. See, now all these island niggas about to get on you and be like, bitch, we eating way better than cut up hot dogs. So like, stop coming for people because you coming for them.
You hating, that's all you doing, really.
Didn't you put ketchup in it?
Yes, you make it with ketchup.
Have you had, so, is it good?
But look, I sauteed some onions.
Oh,
I made
brain.
Like,
add a fucking vegetable to the piece of shit fucking spaghetti soup you made.
It wasn't soup. It was real spaghetti. You're fucking hating. You know, everyone got on me about that, but not the Islanders, bitch.
Okay.
So our guest is here.
I'm excited. Awesome.
She's going to be walking up. I told her she got to come upstairs. So she's like, I'm going to carry my heels in my hand.
Yeah, I was like checking out her porns last night. I mean, I ended up masturbating in the middle, but I tried to make it the whole way through. I watched the one with her and King Noir.
I'm so excited.
Which we're going to have on.
He's going to be coming on the show next month.
I'm super jealous. Actually, it's probably a good thing because you know I love to
his dick is so beautiful.
It's not even his dick, bro. I don't even want to fuck. I just want to be like submissive to somebody and who's professional. So yeah, I'm really jealous. He's going to be on our show while I'm in Tokyo and Mandy's going to record for you guys. I know you're going to miss me so much, but luckily, you know, she won't be talking over anybody because it'll...
Shut the fuck up. I told y'all I'm getting better at it. And I don't know. Apparently, I've also had a comment written to us in a DM about my voice. I do want to let you guys know there is no cum stuck in my voice.
I think you have a nice voice. I'll give you that.
I have a raspy voice, and I'm going to an allergist, actually.
Really?
Yes, to get it checked because... my voice should not sound like this weekly. Well, just shouldn't.
I was feeling really insecure on the Cocktails podcast I was featured on last week because I...
Which was awesome, guys, by the way.
I kept doing... I was wheezing like a motherfucker, my nigga. All them trees in Atlanta fucked me up.
Not the trees.
Let me catch you up on Atlanta really quick. I miss hood rat shit so much. And I just want to talk about two things that were great about, you know, Atlanta. Met one of my friends named Rashida finally in person. She's a friend of Josie's. And she told me about how she has a pussy manager. And so her best friend manages her pussy and the niggas that she fucks every week. She like literally chooses the dudes she's going to fuck. So I think that me and you can discuss this if I become super single.
Super single. So right now you're what single?
I'm in an open relationship, but it sounds like single. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, but I ain't gonna comment on that.
Cause
I'm gonna let you be great. I'm gonna let you be great. Cause I'm not gonna lie. I was just talking to my friend. Oh, can you get her on the camera too? She pretty over there. Crystal, say hey. She hates
Crystal,
me.
Crystal, who what?
So we were just talking about Lawyer Bay, and she was like, girl, take your own advice. So I'm like letting it go to where I'm letting him steer the wheel, because she knows when I like someone, I get overly obsessive. And I'm just like, not trying to make it anything that's not. And so she's just like, let him steer the wheel.
Well,
so
that's my wheel turned to open relationship. Like, it is.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't do open relationship. I can do swinging, but not open relationship.
So pretty much the rules are, if you fuck, it's just got to happen by, you know, sporadic. Like, I can't be swiping niggas left and right. But, like, you know, if I meet somebody and there's a connection.
Oh, okay. Anyways, so guys, our guest is in the house.
Hi, beautiful.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
You look so cute.
Thank
you. Did you do this fast, or this is just you all the time?
I was about to say, right?
Did I do this fast?
Did you look like this for us?
Yes, for y'all.
Oh, I know that's right.
Because I watched.
Oh, she got the titties out, y'all. I'm so glad we have this on camera.
My room looks disgusting right now. Like, a whole bunch of times.
We're really happy to have you. Like, people were tripping out when they're like, you gonna have Lethal Lips. Like, fuck.
So, well, I guess we can introduce her then. Do you want to go ahead and tell our listeners who you are and what they might know you as?
Why I feel so short? I can't reach the mic.
You can reach a dick. You can reach the mic, okay?
Hold on.
I don't like being...
Can we get her seat moved up? Can we get the mic down?
How tall are you, by the way?
5'7".
Damn! Good Lord!
Yeah.
Boom.
Is it high? As high as possible? And put this down.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. I was like, I'm not used to this.
can I just say, it's so nice to look at someone with a bigger ass than Mandy, because that's all she
is. My ass is not even that. No, your ass swallows mine.
Okay, so let's do it like this.
Your ass swallows mine. So let our listeners know, like, who you are and what it do.
Okay, well, I am Lethal Lips, the original Deep Throat Diva.
Ew! Yes. Tell us.
AKA, Superhead, do you have any?
Killer.
Oh.
Yes, I like, keep going. Come on,
Miss Always Life.
Yes, keep
and
going.
And Thotimus Prime.
I know that's right. Yes. Not Thotimus Prime.
Yes. Come on, Deep Throat Diva. Bitch, I thought that was us.
Thotimus Prime.
No, that's not you. I was the first one.
Okay. Oh. Well, let me put my phone down.
She told you.
She said, let me put your phone down.
Let me go back in my corner. Yeah, so
I'm excited. So what we normally do as an icebreaker for the show, we do like a this or that. Okay?
Well, let me get mine, because I had it on the way in the train.
Okay, so go ahead. She's going to start with the this or that.
I'd like to know, when you have threesomes outside of on film, do you like to... Well, why you? Did you see
okay,
this?
Okay, I'm listening.
You just opened your mouth like you was mad shocked.
Yeah.
Did no. you?
Horrible decisions.
Girl,
why
you
are
know-
they horrible? Horrible.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, but go ahead.
So when you have threesomes outside of film, do you prefer to be the guest star or the one who coordinates, like you be in the relationship and pick the girl?
I am the predator.
Come on! That's me!
Yes, I do. I don't like being the guest star in anything. Because I'd be like, oh no, I get you. You don't get me.
I know,
like,
that's
like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Well, no,
turning out.
I fuck my friends. This is different. I don't want to be the guest star either. I don't go into relationships.
Now, do you like it to be a boyfriend that you have? Like, do you like it in a relationship? Or do you just want to pick the girl with the dude you're fucking? What's your ideal
usually, like,
scene?
I have, like, certain people that I swing with.
Okay.
Because I am a swinger. Like, I'm really about that life.
Okay. Yes, real life. Swing life.
So, I have, like, a swing husband who I usually go to the swing clubs with. Like, even though we ain't talking. So,
fuck that nigga.
But we've known each other since, like, forever. So, this is, like, my swing partner.
Okay.
Right? Aside from that, like, as far as, like, relationships go... threesomes, people kind of add them into their lives for the wrong reason.
Absolutely.
We talked about this.
So,
absolutely.
Oh, you have spoken about
we
this?
We have
like,
spoken
I,
about
I tell
this.
You, right, it's like science. Like, you don't add, like, a change.
To,
like,
to keep someone. Or,
exactly.
Yeah.
You have to have, like, I've had niggas I've been fucking forever, and you will never get a threesome for me. Cause like you have to like be in love with me, head over heels, stupid, don't know anybody else's name.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then you get whatever. Like you have to really be about it. Like I'm not adding shit in a variable into this shit and we're not solid. It's not happening.
Right.
Okay.
Come on, school. See, bitch, we might need to get kicked off.
I know,
show.
But bitch, I'm a little different than that. Like I feel like if I'm dealing with someone who is just on a fuck tip and his dick is bomb as fuck,
We might have to share.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
I'll share a good dick.
But
see, that's because I have one of my girlfriends. Like, she is wonderful. I love her. You know why? I just invite her over, and I don't even have to tell her what's going on. And she opens the door. She's like, oh, we have company?
I'm like, yes.
And she's like, and you know how, I don't know how people judge, like, who they want to fuck with. Like, me, the filthier you are, I'd be like, yo, I love that nigga. I love her. Like, I love her. Like, if the cum squirts out, she'll just drop down and catch it. Like, that's my bitch. Bitch, we just playing basketball with cum. You understand what I'm trying to say? You're like, I don't, like, all them people, them squirt, I can't deal with them.
So, that kind of leads into the next question, because this is something... I'm friends with a lot of hoes.
Yes.
So when I listen, it is. Okay. But they paid hoes. So when I want to bring them into a relationship or a threesome situation, they waiting for a check. And I'm like, my nigga not gonna cut you a check. So this leads into the question, love or money?
What's the question?
Which one would you, love or money? Because clearly, like with dating, with what you do.
We already know, I'm a bona fide glorified fool. You understand? Let's just put
she
it
She said,
like
you
that.
Understand?
You know what? I guess, let me tell you something. Where's the love without the money?
Come on. One more time.
Where is the love without the money?
Come on.
Even guys in the street, old man be like, oh, mommy, you gonna pay for that for me? I said, look, baby, you do the financing, I do all the romance.
I know that. That's it. Right.
And I'd be like, I would never want to degrade you, you know, and emasculate you by paying for this shit right here. So.
Hello.
Exactly. I want you to feel like a man.
But you suck dick and you're a comedian too?
No, but I'm dead serious.
Oh, no. So this is the other question, and this will tie into what we go into next. So you're Lethal Lips. We know this.
Yes.
So giving head or receiving head?
It depends on what I want.
Okay.
So. Okay, but I'm not going to lie. I really enjoy thoroughly giving head, and I feel like I'm better at it than majority of these niggas is at eating pussy. So
say, wait, can we loop that?
Can we
say that shit one more time?
At least I know if I'm sucking the dick, I'm doing it right.
Now, do you get pleasure off of that? Does your pussy get wet by sucking
it? I do like it.
Do you consider yourself a submissive person?
No.
Ooh, oh, yes, dog.
I'm an aggressive and a dominant person. It's very, very rare that somebody has gotten me to submit. And it's not like I don't want to, but remember, that has to be a natural thing.
I watched you being submissive last night.
Oh, that was very difficult.
I saw your face
a few times. I wondered, your scene was super sexy, but I wondered, like,
How was it? Because he's
you
dominant.
Like he was, it took he, a lot to hold your lips closed.
Yeah, it was. I was confused.
We're bringing him on the show.
Did you watch her scene?
He sends me a lot of the clips. Yes, I watched her scene.
Yeah, I saw him say something. You were like,
like, I'm just.
How was that?
Oh, it was great. We have another scene that I have in my phone.
Well, goddamn. Wait, is this
on your phone?
My phone. Me and him filmed something else after that.
With the black fishnets?
I changed on. I threw my wig on. Whenever I travel, I have 5 different hoes in my bag.
I know, that's right.
Okay, do you have wig names?
I don't really have wig names, but I they're not named after females. They're named after the type of bitch she is. So church hoe, you know what I mean? Like the different.
What's another wig name?
Afrocentric hoe, bitch.
Yeah.
You got
conscious hoe. You know what I mean? I'm serious. You know there's
Woco. I fuck with that.
I fuck with that too.
Now when do you wear the church hoe wig?
Oh, when do I wear it to church?
Oh,
with the church clothes too.
Oh wait, you go to church?
Yeah, just cause I just pop up. They pay me to host.
Now, has somebody ever recognized you at church?
Yes, and the pictures on the gram. The nigga.
Wait.
Disrespectful.
They take pictures of you in the house of the Lord.
Yes, he took a picture of me from the back, and he was like, "Yo, I ain't no Lethal Lips. Went to this church, and he had
a church married.
That was but he got in trouble because my friend is like a member for years, and she was like, "Yo, you can't do that shit.
And I
left church, and he was like, "Yo, can I get a picture afterwards? I mean, it is what it is. It was Easter Sunday too.
Does it bother you?
It was.
That was church.
It is what it is.
That would bother me.
Dude, what the fuck? I've been praying for this. This is like the most exciting. Yes, bro.
You know, well, y'all on my page that last time, they was getting on me when I put up Mary Magdalene. On, I said when Mary Magdalene found out Jesus was baking bread.
What the fuck?
I thought it was funny.
I fuck with that shit, though. Dude, there were so many hoes in religion. I mean,
that was his favorite disciple. And she was not washing his feet with her hair.
That brings us to feet. We always ask him about it.
Oh, yeah. So
would you rather eat a dude's ass or lick his feet?
Eat ass.
Hello. Bitch, us too.
I've eaten this.
Bitch,
what is it about feet that feels so demeaning?
First of all, have you seen majority of these niggas' feet?
First, terrible. You know
what? And I think I put it on my page one time. Black socks for me is the devil. I'm sorry.
Why? Because you can see
I don't trust you. I can't trust you with them black socks. Yeah, because you wear them. How many days you wore them in a row? If they're black and they start turning slippery on the bottom, we already know. Doubled up. No.
Fuck.
I'd rather a dingy, like a white sock, and I know you just put it on, and I know got a little dirt on it. I know what happened.
But not the black.
No, we can't trust you.
Now, have you done porn where you've had to be submissive as far as, like, licking feet or...
Yeah, have you ever done anything in porn that you didn't want to do?
Couple of the niggas I had to fuck with and a female. I'm not going to lie, but I will tell you...
As far as, like, scent, or you just didn't like them, or...
They're people that I haven't liked in particular, and I worked with them anyway.
Okay.
And I just channeled that
energy. I mean, you're a professional.
And I was like, yo, you want to be my fucking bitch? And I started talking to them real crazy.
But so, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Carol.
You get what I'm trying to say?
So it's so crazy that we just kind of hop right into the horrible decision with this goddamn.
What's the horrible decision?
So the horrible decision is you, bitch. Well, you know horrible. Well, the horrible decision, is pretty much porn.
Porn, yeah.
We've had a ton of questions, and mind you, when you hit me like, bitch, I'm the Miss Ho is like,
whore.
Yeah, she was
I
like,
said, oh, they wrong, disrespectful.
You don't understand. Like, people be coming at us like, oh my god, you guys peg. They call us Pega sisters.
Yeah.
Oh, Pega. Okay.
Bro, it's crazy.
Because we be talking about pegging.
So
niggas
what do you
shit.
Mean? You just put fingers in his ass? No, bitch, in his ass. Like,
but no. So a lot of our listeners, a lot of our listeners have been asking for us to have a porn star on the show, and we're gonna get into the nitty gritty
because we have been trying to have everyday people that enjoy their sex life, whether doctors or just engineers,
whore.
Military people.
I said,
but this is time though because we wanted someone. I think if we were gonna do a porn star, somebody that
right
was just
here. Oh my god, I'm loving it. I'm
not
loving
this
everything.
Fucking person that's like in and out, not recognizable. No, I mean,
there's a difference between a female who does porn and a porn star.
I've been saying this for years.
There's a difference.
I'm a porn star,
there's a
I did.
Difference.
Right. You know, look, let me tell you why. The moment you get on screen and they be like, what's that bitch name? And you go back to find out in the credits what's her name, that's a porn star from the moment she hits the scene.
Absolutely.
You feel me? And like, I don't want to get too serious. I try to keep things light, but we're really not going to see too many porn stars ever again.
Anymore.
Once VHS and DVD kind of like went out, right. That's a wrap. Mm-hmm. Like the internet done fucked it up.
Everything's
porn
free.
How long have you been around?
16 years.
Okay.
Yes,
but
we got a vet.
I do like 4 porns this year. I won't do none for 5 years. Then I come back and like...
What do you do in between? How is life?
How is life?
Oh, listen.
Wait. Ooh. So, of course, I had to do my research.
Oh, I do other things.
I did my research.
Oh, shit.
Obsession.
I got my cigar brand over here somewhere.
Okay. Yeah.
I got cigars in my bag.
Oh, we gonna pub that.
I got a lot of things.
Obsession.
What about
that me? Was a name you used to dance as well.
Yes, that was like a 1 day, 2 day thing, right?
So what?
No, the stripping.
What
continued.
Got you from stripping? So if you're stripping now, like, how do you balance the two? Which one do you prefer? Do you prefer porn stripping? Which one makes more money?
Let me give you the God honest truth. Like, you know how bitches be like, oh, I would never do that. I'd be like, listen, I know, I'm going to be completely honest. If they paid me $500 for an hour or $5,000 for whatever the fuck, I still have to work for it, right? So, like, versus me, I know when a guy says, I say, what position would you like to try first? And he say, back shot. I say, oh,
cause go! Because you know they coming in, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah, they coming in 3 seconds. They look down. That's the dumbest shit you could ever do. Look down at the wave and then fuck up.
Well, not the
wave,
baby.
I guess that's why
baby.
Niggas like to fuck me from the front. So.
But I ain't gonna lie. I really like to have sex. Like, seriously. Like, I really like to. And I feel like because of, I'm like, Bougetto, you feel me?
Okay, I ain't heard that word in a long time.
Me neither. That was 16 years ago.
Like,
there we go.
I act as ratchet as possible, but you see me in the show, I'm like, who are you talking to? You feel me? Right. So, like, the niggas that don't normally get to approach me and I would never fuck with them, I'd be missing out on some good dick. Like, you feel me? Oh. I know I would never fuck with you on some regular level, but now that it's some... whole shit.
Okay.
Oh my
It'd
god.
It'd be good.
It'd be great.
Now, do you get turned on from? Do you get turned on from the like feeling like the object? Like, do you get turned on from the payment? Do you get turned on from that? Does it make you feel sexy and empowered?
I like dressing up. Like, I really enjoy dressing. Like, I can't. If you come to my house and I have my scarf on and shit, you ain't gonna get the same pussy as when I look like this and I have like my little, you know, black eyeliner going in.
We see you right now.
No, but seriously, you know what I mean? With my little whole gear on.
So you giving the best pussy right now looking like this.
Exactly.
I know, that's right.
Fishnets, you know, with the pussy cut out and shit. Like,
wow.
I've never fucked in that.
That is a bitch. When you fuck with that, I got a video.
That's my videos. I love when you be pulling the fishnet off these bodies. Bitch, I got 10 body sockets just waiting for new niggas.
It's different. When you oiled up, you know, your shit shaved and everything, it's a different piece of pussy. You know, when you have the lashes on, you look it up like, you look at a nigga in his eyes and you want him to look back.
Let me ask you a question. Do you watch, speaking of eyelashes, do you watch Insecure?
I've seen a few episodes.
There was an episode last week where Issa went to go to a blowjob class. Learned
See,
all this
why
shit.
I wasn't on the show. That's fucked up.
They need to have us on there.
I got an award for that. I really did.
I believe you.
AVN? Oh, no. We don't do the AVN. They don't let us in there. Not me.
Oh, us.
Yeah, us. Us.
Got
black
you.
Guys don't let, they don't let us in there.
Okay, got you. We might have to come support some Black Porn Awards.
Yeah.
Issa does the blowjobs class or whatever. Goes to this dude's house. She, like, throws him down. She sucks his dick. He tells her he's about to come. He comes in her eye on accident. She leaves.
She's
flipping out.
Can you tell her that is not
literally
the worst thing ever?
No, it is the worst thing. Let me tell you why it's the worst thing.
Thank you.
Have you ever seen when somebody shoots in your eye? That shit is red for 2 days
No,
straight.
So listen,
and
I said that.
Sensation.
On the show, she stopped talking to him. Her homegirl was like, fuck it, we gonna come to that nigga house and just shoot up his house. But like, come egg.
That's an accident, bitch. Duck.
But that's a little accident,
when it
right.
happens to you, I mean, how much are you flipping out?
I ain't gonna lie. I can remember the last time I got shot in the eye. It's been a while. Like, and it's, the fucked up part is, like, if it falls right on your eyelash, you gotta pray that it, like, stays up. And then, like, it still falls in your eye. So, it's been a few years, but I will never forget it.
It's been
and
a few
happened?
Years?
So,
yeah,
what happened?
Because I don't get shot in the eye. I
know,
sure
that's right.
I'm
hello.
Bobbing and weaving now.
Hello. So what happened when he shot in your eye?
I know, I was just fucked up.
No, I
wasn't mad. I mean, like, what could I do? It's my fault.
Like, you gotta leave the list.
So, listen, I talked about this in the comments. So, we posted it on our Instagram page, horrible_decisions, if you haven't followed it yet. but we talked about it on our Instagram page, and I was like, Issa got a real job. If she had to go to work tomorrow, that shit gonna be a little saggy. It's a look a little
dude,
pink.
Dude, I came to work a few times and be like, I just
fucking
your pollen, dude. This pollen is ridiculous. All right, let's get to some questions from our listeners because they was hitting us up like crazy. What made you choose porn? You mentioned you stripped first, but like, what made you change?
I still dance
she
here
still
and there when I have
both.
To. Like, listen, hoe is life for me stands for hustle over everything. Like, the other night I was on live,
yes.
I was giving a shape up and whatever the fuck and doing lashes. Like, it is what it is. You know, certain people, I will never be broke. Because I'm never going to sit there and not do nothing, and it's not beneath me.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
A lot of people, they get comfortable.
Too comfortable, yeah.
And they ain't
I can afford
no
my
more.
Bills, I'm good.
Yeah. So how did you, 16
did you
years ago, yeah, how did your family react as well?
Oh, they don't, do they know?
What? 16 years
no,
and they don't
no
know?
Way, no
bro,
way, bro.
Fuck out of here.
They just
you
not
getting
telling
spotted
you.
In church, and you telling me your family
me
don't
tell
know?
Let me something. Okay, my mom, she kind of said something like a year and a half ago.
Really?
15 years
Where
later?
Do they live?
My mom in Texas, but the thing is, she said she was at dinner, right? But I kind of said it, but I guess she just act like she don't know, right? So dinner, and she's like, yeah, you know, I just wanted to tell you something. She's like, oh, the other night, my friends, they took me to dinner. I'm like, okay, yeah. And she said, and they showed me something. I said, okay. I said, well, what happened? She said, you know, they showed me a video. I said, okay, well, what's wrong? She said, I said, mom, what you think porn is? And she said, it's not the porn, it's the anal. I said, you know what?
Wait, she was upset that you were having anal
sex. She was like, and you know, that's not your husband, and I just don't like anal. That's not nice.
No
I don't like it.
Way.
So, is your mom mine?
She everything about. I said, well, what did you think? I was laughing. I was like, listen,
that's
I said,
so
listen,
cute.
Those ain't your friends. First of all, Nah. They ain't your friends. They was trying to be funny.
They showed anal.
That's exactly what they were trying to do.
And my dad now that I'm, like, when I was younger, and I should fucking record this shit. When I was younger, everybody was a whore. You know what I think?
We recording it, honey. You don't get it.
When I see girls with spandex on, they're a whore. You know what I think? When I see girls with red nail polish, you're a whore.
Right.
Girls with red lipstick, you're a whore. Everybody was a whore. And that's probably why he's not with my mom right now. Right, because he thought she came to America and she became a whore.
Where y'all from?
He's Jamaican and Guyanese. Okay. And what happened is now I'm like his first son. He don't relate to the rest of them. I'm like, you know, but the type of family that I come from, they act like they don't know stuff. They're one of those families.
Okay.
So like my uncle, I found out he killed somebody in Jamaica, and I was like, okay, that's great. They're like, yeah, you didn't know. I was like, no. But they're just like one of those
right
people,
unspoken.
Like, yeah, they push everything under the rug. And like when I come around, my grandma's like, yeah, I got $20 for the baby. And how's everything? I said, oh, everything is fine, grandma. And that's it. And we just act like nobody knows.
Okay, I'll fuck with that.
Okay. So one of our and you kind of just answered it, but I kind of want to dig deep. So one of our followers asked if it's hard to be aroused and to come during sex when you're not working.
Wait, is it hard to be aroused? Like,
I take it more when you are working.
Yeah, is it hard to come? Is it hard to be pleased with sex because you do get paid for sex? So can you be pleased when you have sex that's not for money?
Of course. It's different. It's different. It's very different. Okay, so don't get me wrong. Sometimes you think you're going to be focused, but somebody tricks you. You're like, oh, my God, that shit was good. That happens on camera.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But then in my personal life, the sex is very different. So I like short, deep strokes.
Short deep strokes. Take notes,
like that, right? That's short and deep, right? I'm trying.
Yeah, bitch, you know you got a strap on at home.
You know I be, yeah, like, girl, I be working with short, my strap, bitch. Strokes. I be knowing.
So
but, okay, so I just had to.
And what usually happens and fucks up in my personal life is they watch that shit and they come here and like the other day I was like, whoa.
They think it's like Jackrabbit.
You know, first position he threw the legs off and whoa, my nigga. Like it was just like a karate chop. I said, no. We gotta work our way there because I could see where he was going. He was going to dive right in, and it was not going. You know what I mean? And they don't understand. You could feel that shit in your throat.
When it was that big.
Yeah, like the lift, and I was like, you understand what I'm trying to say?
I get it. You
didn't have sex ready in a couple of days, except that it's
a couple
of
days.
Now let me ask you this: what is your, if you could make the dick? Is it uncircumcised? Is it thicker? Is it what's the perfect dick?
What's the perfect dick?
You know, sometimes dicks kind of trick you up. Like you don't.
Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna lie. You know, I done felt for something before. Like, this
girl, we're
be
not a
breeze.
Shower. Yeah.
You know, this is gonna be a breeze. And then it went down, and I was
this
like,
gonna
oh,
be a breeze.
Okay. Not what I expected.
Guard.
You understand what I'm trying
guard
to say? Yeah. I didn't see all types. I didn't even see a dick that was like an elephant trunk. It kind of like curved down and then it went up.
No way.
Yes. And I was like, okay.
Huh.
You said, okay, that's it. That's how you said it was.
No, it was different. I never seen that before. But
how did it feel?
Good. He know how to fuck.
Okay.
I hope so.
I'm trying to combine.
Got
like
a goddamn U-turn, dick.
So, well, that leads me to this question because I think
the curve is all right.
The curve. So you like curved dicks.
So if you can make your perfect dick, circumcised or uncircumcised.
If it's uncircumcised, it got to be real fat. Because when it's not fat enough or not big enough and it's uncircumcised, it just be sliding around.
Turtleneck.
If it's big enough when it's uncircumcised, I could keep that. If it's circumcised, they usually get hard, they appear a lot harder. And the smaller the
dick,
for some reason, they be rock.
Yeah.
The big dicks, sometimes. And you know, they want to smoke that weed and cigarettes and Henny and shit, and it don't work on a normal basis.
Now, would you take a curve if you had to make your perfect dick?
I will take a little curve. It got to be hard. Super hard.
Okay.
Super hard.
It's like a grind.
Like this hard, right?
Yeah. Bitch, do you want to
be seen? I ain't had a hard dick in a long time, okay?
Like,
let me be clear.
They too big. They got to hold it at the base, and it's all types of confusion.
Yeah.
You know, the tip ain't working with the base.
Okay, another question I have. How many scenes have you done so far? Do you know?
I think probably about 30. I'm the least amount of scenes as any of like the top five. This is like I'm considered one of them.
30 total?
Yeah, I told you I do like one, two.
I feel like I've known you forever though,
because I made sure I stay relevant.
Relevant, yeah.
How could it only be 30?
Because it's just listen. When you do good shit, that's all that matters.
That's real.
Like what? Heather Hunter only did 22 scenes.
Mm. Who is your favorite porn star?
This chick called Sandra Romaine. She's a
damn,
Russian.
I don't even know who
she's
that is.
Russian
I love
girl.
Them Russian bitches.
Yes, Russian bitches take it in every hole.
What's your favorite type of porn?
BDSM gangbangs. That's on my ex.
Mine is Bukkake gangbangs.
Really?
BDSM gangbangs. And I wish there was like a thing where you could just filter it too.
And like, I look up like
the ones I ain't seen before.
If you're gonna filter it, I need to add cream pie in there. Bondage, like she need to be tied up, a couple whips.
You know, like cream pie.
Weird insertions.
Okay, do you like it for yourself?
I like it in my personal life. I just don't get to act on it. It's like one of those fetishes. Like, yeah. For some reason, I really have a cum fetish. Like, I really like
what is fucking cum horn. What is the most guys you've had bukkake on you?
In my dreams, a lot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna lie. You know, you never like looked at a nigga. It was like, oh man. And you see him with all his friends. He's like, man. I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, we go out partying. And I'm like, yo.
I hope they all want me to take this pussy tonight.
And I'm like, God, I'm so drunk. What happened?
Yeah. Oh, I used to blame it on the alcohol.
My eyelashes are done.
No, I'm serious. I really be looking like, damn, I hope he bought it.
Now, what keeps you from doing that? That is like my ultimate fantasy, but I could never, ever do it.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Why
me too.
Is that? What is it with you that you makes know you what it is?
Maybe when I retire and I get married, then I can fuck all his friends and family, whatever. Or everybody. I fuck bum niggas, you know, whatever, anything. Because
after you're married?
What is
it like dating as doing
no,
what you do?
Like, it's fun. Like, you know what it is? Don't you notice? Like, have you ever noticed all the rest of the porn stars? They don't ever look genuinely happy like I do. Like, yeah. I always look extremely happy.
You look like you love dick.
You do.
You look like you had one today.
I had no dick.
Yeah, she's like, not today.
For afterwards,
I don't know if it's how big your lips are or your smile or what it is, but you look really happy. You do.
No, like inner peace. Like,
oh, I knew
peace.
A shitty just depressed. Every time I'm around this bitch,
I always tell her, like, God and good dick, boy. Bitches who got God and good dick. Stay smiling.
I know that.
I mean, really got God. That's what
I
you know what I mean?
I think I need to go to church.
Yeah, it's true. No, don't go to their church then. Right, I got
have you ever had a little rendezvous after church?
Probably.
Is that really what you're asking?
I'm not trying to be funny. I told people all the time. I had sex in church, in the bathroom, and in the church van.
How long ago was that?
A long time ago.
The
preacher's son.
Oh, that's hot.
No, I wasn't a teenager. I was like 20, early 20s, but they call them church. All my friends would be like, oh, you fucking church boy today? Yep.
Oh, we do make nicknames for everybody, too. Yeah, we have a lot of nicknames on the show. So one of our listeners walked up to her
in the street. She came up to me after the gym. She's like, oh, my God, I have a lover boy. I got a 24/7. I said, how do you have both? Because the lover boy is a relationship nigga.
Yeah, and 24/7,
I'll answer that phone call no matter what.
No matter what. And I have a 24/7.
Okay. Now I have some more questions about your personal life that I'm really interested in. Have you ever had an encounter where someone knew you but didn't tell you and you found out later?
Oh, good.
And were you pissed?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
How did that happen?
That was actually a female, but with no sex. But it was like when you come to find out, bitch, you're a fanatic.
Right.
That's weird. I don't like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you date women or just men?
I love females. I kind of even like them more than guys do because I could buy a dick and slap on her. You feel me?
Right.
But the problem with bitches is niggas, at least they could piss, flash it off, and even if they don't wash it, it smells better than
I cannot believe this is the problem.
You don't understand.
That you are
we've had
up.
So many people come on this show and talk about vaginal odor, and it's just like,
we had to bring a doctor on here to teach motherfuckers.
We brought a doctor on to talk about it.
Listen, I don't have them problems. Listen, and these women, I'm not going to lie, they don't even know what the inside of their pussy smell like.
And what do you do to make sure you're always...
What did my mama say? Push it all the way up.
I'm not trying to be
honest. I'll be honest. If you can't smell...
I don't care what anybody has to say. When I go take a shower, I need to go in there, and I need to see what's going on.
I know, that's
and
right.
And I tell people, like, even if you're not sexually active with, like, you playing with yourself. Imagine, you're playing with yourself. You nutted. So if you ain't going there, 3 days later, that's 3-day-old nut in there. I'm sorry. You need to put your finger in there and see what's going on. And I tell somebody, like, I was teaching somebody the other day, Christina, I said, bitch, you want somebody to put their face in there, their dick in there, but you can't put your own finger in there? That's the problem. These bitches, the seasonal hoes, they want to fucking... This is a problem with bitches. I'm not gonna lie. They
seasonal.
They only want to wax and shave and you know,
Jesus,
groom themselves
when they right
the
about to get. Yep.
They only gonna groom the part that's showing. You know what I mean? I can't get with it. That's my problem.
I am so on about this hair. Shit. We gonna quote you for life on that.
For life.
Because I'm a seasonal hoe with my leg. That's it.
But you know what I'm trying to say to you. The feet don't get done. Like, I don't like it.
That is fucking gross.
No, like, if you're a female, like, you're a female, yeah. You should be as a female is. A man, I could deal with a little bit. You know what
now,
I mean?
Have
you're
you told some any women that they have had bad sin?
Yeah, and how did you tell them?
I don't go there.
What do you
don't?
You don't even tell a girl.
You've never done it.
No, you just won't hear from me again. Like, if niggas too. Okay. Like, or even guys, I'd be like, listen, even with, like, clients, I'd be like, listen, sweetie, let me tell you something. You need to dress up like you going to the club when you coming to see me. That's it. I mean, the club. And pretend you're going to get some afterwards. Like, the get groomed.
Right.
All that balls. Like, who's putting that in their mouth? Not me. I'm not choking on nobody's pubic.
Now, have you said no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have. But usually the way that we find out about the females is, it's some dude, and he's like, oh, I want to introduce you to my girlfriend. She's a nice girl. She really ain't about that. As soon as the strokes start happening, the whole room smell like Badussi.
Oh.
And like, and they talk about, oh, look, she be creaming. That's not cream.
That's not cream.
I'm sorry. No, so that's my problem. I'm like, okay.
That's my greatest fear.
Like, oh,
in
my
life,
girl,
bitch.
Be creaming on my dick, and I be looking.
Bro,
like,
I be watching. I be going on this website.
So y'all just pass a yeast infection back and forth between everybody.
They be really telling bitches on camera, like, bro, that's not cam. You've got to watch the porn bloopers. They're great. I'm sure you have. What am I telling you right now about porn?
Right. I'm like, you got to watch the
but
porn
that's
bloopers.
My problem. They're like, oh, she's a good girl. She's a good girl. She don't know how to wash her twat.
Wait, what?
Well, we have another listener story question. I don't know if this is Mandy. Can you share a crazy story that happened while you were filming?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on your period? I came on accident or seen something happen? How crazy? Or...
Hold on. Okay. One thing was, I'm not going to go into detail, but it was a female I was doing a scene with, and I think I saw a dingleberry.
Wait, what is a dingleberry?
I believe it's shit.
It's a piece of shit.
It's a piece of shit.
By your ass? Like, you know, it's like, hey,
it's called a dingleberry?
It's a dingleberry.
A dingleberry. Holy shit.
Yeah. I'm so scared that shit gonna happen. I'm so scared disgusted. I'm gonna give up the booty after like a nice dinner and it's just gonna be right there.
I was
bitch.
So disgusted.
And you can't come back from that. Because look at it. How long ago was that?
It's a while ago.
And she's
I mean,
still
it's
thinking about
ago.
It.
It's a dingleberry. And I said to myself,
a dingleberry.
You a porn star. If anything, that's like, I don't know, it's like you being a fucking a model for a Colgate commercial. Like, your teeth, you know what I mean? Certain things you should just have taken care of. Let me see. What's the worst thing that happened to me?
I
think we were doing anal so crazy.
The dingleberry in your mouth?
We were doing anal so crazy, like, late after the scene, it was like blood just was coming out of my asshole. But it didn't happen on camera.
That's good.
Whoa.
Now, I've been warming up for anal. I put some, like, little
but it
dilators,
didn't hurt while it was
and
happening.
I've been seeing blood.
It just
how
started
do you
bleeding
get
after.
Rid of the blood situation?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he hit, what he did, whatever. And it'll just stop.
It's just sphincter muscle, though.
Listen, but.
Do you still, even after all that anal, though? Because, like, I've been
oh,
trying.
I love anal.
No, but
I'm
do you
sorry.
Still see blood? Like,
No. It was, I don't know what happened. It wasn't even that it was painful. I just think it was just the way or whatever the hell, whatever.
Right.
It didn't stop nothing.
Are there things you won't do
on camera? Cream pies. I do not do any cream pies for film. They're all fake cream pies that I do.
And for our listeners, a cream pie is what?
Cum inside pussy or anal cavities. So the reason why I don't do it is that is the easiest way to contract anything.
Right. Now, how do you said you fake them? How do you do that?
Oh, fake cream pies. We use like egg whites or lotion, and we mix it up and make like
hold on, wait
a
wait,
little
wait,
solution.
You put egg whites?
Yeah, and then we put it like in a turkey baster or like a little squirty thing.
I feel so schooled. Can you give us another porn secret we'd be shocked at?
Oh, I guess the sponge. I guess everybody knows about that.
We talked about that
oh,
with
yeah,
the doctor.
Oh, yeah, the doctor said it's a damn sure no.
It's not healthy.
I'm going to tell you something. I may not
use
this word.
I knew it was fucking coming.
Listen, I don't know about the sponge. I was trying to be nice, but it's an old stripper trick that I know,
which is
the baby wipes. And listen, if you could wipe a baby pussy with it, why you can't put it in yours? So
wait, you
listen,
put wipes.
So what it is? I guess I'm gonna share
it. Okay, she share. Let
listen,
her share.
Look, if you could use a tampon, you could do this. So you take two wipes, you squeeze the water out of it, fold it into a little square, pop it all the way back behind the G-stop. You could bust it open, get head.
Okay, so how do you get it out?
Nigga, you better use the muscles and take your fingers, push. Do what you do.
My first episode was called The Missing Condom, bro.
Listen.
I had to go to a gyno and have a condom removed out of my pussy.
My appointment was before Mandy's, and the lady said, oh, I hope you have a great day. I said, oh, my friend's in there. She has a condom.
I found a little piece one time. Like, you know, like a little piece
oh,
of condom.
No, which means
like,
it broke.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I said, ooh.
Well, so what we get to is home mail. So I'm going to bring you in to help our listeners get some advice. But before we do that, we have an ad.
Welcome to the break, guys. Our sponsors today are the podcast. We will name this podcast later. Do you want to get the female perspective? Do you want to get the male perspective? Well, Jessica and Jimmy are putting it all out there with We Will Name This Podcast Later. Weekly, they are talking about hot topics and real life shit. Hour of laughter, news, sports, fun facts, etc. I like facts. What's that? Facts? It's hella lit. So what are you waiting for? Go hit that subscribe button. Google Play Podcast and Apple Podcast. We will name this podcast later. Why later? Because the only thing that they don't think they know is a name for their podcast. Check them out on our Instagram. We're going to post their link this week when our episode comes out, so you can check them out. So we have this whole mail from someone because we were recently interviewing just another podcast, XD and Jade. Black dude who's gay, and he says, I didn't realize that dudes like freaky shit. I missed in the black people meeting that niggas was into scat. So ooh, this scat. Scat.
Okay. What's scat?
Wait, you don't know what scat is?
No.
I was definitely about to ask well, you. Well, here you go, read an email.
So I'm listening to your most recent episode, and I died when the guest mentioned black people meeting with the scat on the agenda. I didn't know what this was, but I was dating a guy recently, very attractive, smart, black pilot in the military with an MBA. Really masculine, silent, strong type. We dated for a year. Randomly one day, we're having a convo about freaky things we've done. He mentioned a woman shitting on him by mistake. This didn't alarm me, thinking that it's a risk of anal. I never have done anal, but he was preparing me. One day
this
while...
This is a girl saying this.
This is a girl writing this.
I'm confused. I heard gay and I... Oh,
yeah, no. This is a girl writing this. This is a girl writing this.
One day while he was sexting me, he said he likes it dirty, but my ass is always clean. Fast forward, sometime I decided to snoop out of curiosity, found in his email he's been reaching out on Craigslist to find women to shit on his dick and fingers in the past. And he mentioned being into scat. I looked it up, nearly died. Surprisingly, I didn't cut him off immediately. He was fun to explore with. Either way, I just want to confirm there's a few black people trying to get shit on.
So
it's a fetish. Okay,
that's
so
definitely one.
You
of the
acting like you ain't never heard. You
never,
shit.
Never heard, of the term scat. We call it. I thought it was brown shower. So now scat is different. That's the new terminology.
Scat
now
is what I see as scat far as a category. I,
yeah,
like
me too. I've never heard of a brown shower.
Maybe white people just call it.
Yeah, white people call it brown shower. Yeah, brown shower is very.
Because we've talked about golden showers.
Oh, it's expensive.
Yes, it's like $15,000 to $2,000 for a brown shower. So when they call in instantly, any bitches doing under that needs to be punched in a face.
Wait, so you've done a brown shower before?
It's very disgusting, and that's why you have to get paid. It's disgusting.
How many have you done?
Not too many. I kind of refuse it. I'd rather be pissing on somebody than shitting.
Do you like? How do you prepare for that?
Chocolate milk, hot coffee. But it's very hard. It's hard for me because
she said coffee.
I'm a person that, like, I even though I'm not having sex every day, like my little boo thing, he ain't here right now. You know what I'm saying? He's out in another state. So I still feel like randomly I might just have sex.
Right.
You feel me? I just feel like spontaneous sex might happen at any given moment. So the pussy got to be shaved. You know, I got to smell good. And I just think that I could get it in the ass or somebody might stick their finger in it or tug in my behind. So I'm always like douching my ass. With the enema, just warm water and stuff like that.
Is that healthy?
Fleet.
I don't know if it's healthy. And I'm not going to lie. Don't tell nobody I said it was right. I like it. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
And no, like game and Fleet all the time.
I like knowing that I go outside and I don't have to shit for the whole day. I like knowing that I'm okay.
Now, bro, let's get back to the shit because I got to hear this shit. So you're telling me you've done brown showers. Like, what do they do once you shit? Are they jerking off?
Oh, no. What happened is a guy actually came with a little toilet seat, and they want you to, like, sit on top of the toilet seat. And he's gonna, it's like a little contraption thing, and, like, he just lays on the floor, and they want you to, like, shit on his face and shit on him and stuff like that.
And is that when you went to church the next day?
Oh, no. I'm not repenting. God know I did it. And you know I needed the money, too. So, like, it is what it is.
Now, what are they, like, so they do they come?
Yeah, does that turn them on? Or
like, what happens?
Do they ask for sex?
Off at the same time? No, the fetishes is not really about
it's not
the sex thing.
I didn't think so.
And the like when if you introduce sex too soon, it's kind of like you know you understand what I'm trying to say.
No, absolutely. Like, I'm just curious. Like, do they ever get out? Like, what happens? Like, is it a fucking awkward thing for you? I know you want to wipe your ass right after.
Listen, I can't tell you. You know, but look, have you ever had somebody spit in your face?
Absolutely, yes, yeah.
And you know, maybe you felt, you know, at first you're kind of confused.
You have a very confused, like, for 0.5
you
like,
seconds. The first time I probably was. Like, I don't know about this. Like, 70 about million. This.
You're right. And then you just like, I guess it's okay. You know what I mean? And I guess I can say I guess I'm glad I got turned out early. Like, you know, I started sex late, but I got turned out instantly.
What's sex late? How old are you?
I was turning 18.
Okay, that's
and, That was after both of us.
Yeah, but I was fucking girls long before that. Like,
so girls were your first?
Girls were my first.
So, when's the last time you've been with a woman?
What was she at? We couldn't have sex last time. She was on her period. But
doesn't that suck?
Now you tried. Would you have been down for baby wipes up a pussy?
I would have, because I know how I would get down, but I would have definitely took some head.
So if you put the baby wipes up your pussy, you can still get head?
Listen, so what you do is you take a douche bottle.
Because I guess it's stopping water, blood flow.
Right? And you clean it out, or you can go in the shower and make sure it's completely clean first so there's nothing in there. Then you
So we have another home mail from a listener, and this one I wonder if you can help at all. We're gonna see if we even have advice for this. Hey y'all, love the podcast. I have my friends binge listening at work. I am 28 years old and have been abstaining from sex for the past 4 years. I recently started talking to a guy, white guy, 5 years older than me. Oh, maybe you can help, Weezy. And I am determined to not have bad sex ever again, as I have never been able to come from any guy I've had sex with before. Okay. If this guy fails me, I might kill myself. Jesus Christ, don't do that. Any tips for a great first fuck? I hope to run into you both in New York at the end of the month. Thanks. What is a tip for
she's never had sex before?
She's abstained from sex for 4 years. So she hasn't had sex in 4 years. She's talking to a guy right now who she wants to have sex with, but she is scared to shit that it's going to be bad.
What is anxiety?
What is a tip for sex for a first good time, I guess? See, can you even do that?
So she's been having sex and ain't nobody good?
She said she's never came from sex.
Tell her call me. Call me. And I will take care of all her problems. First of all, the thing is, I can't guarantee what another dude can do.
Absolutely.
But I will say this much. Like, if you don't know by now and you've been hanging out with him and you don't think he might have anything going for himself, I can't help you. But, I mean, I would say take it in the ass.
This is not the advice that would ever expect.
If you want to be guaranteed a nut,
this is lethal lips, all fours, telling you to fuck in the ass for the first time in 4 years.
Wait.
So let me start out the night for you, right? You go in the shower, you do whatever, you clean yourself first on the toilet with the enema. Then you go in the shower, you get a little butt plug.
I fuck with you for the cleanliness. You sound like the most sanitary pussy in asshole.
I feel like
after a sweaty day, I'd still okay.
Yes, so you put FDS in this bag, right? So look, you get a little butt plug.
Okay.
After you cleaned it first, you get the butt plug, put some lube on it, get in the shower, get yourself all sexy, leave the butt plug in there.
While you're in the shower.
Yes.
Okay.
While you're preparing for the whole evening and everything, your butt is getting loosened up and it's getting real wet and moist. Pussy getting moist too.
Even if he's
more than likely, even if he's not that great, you're still gonna feel amazing. And now, if you are gonna keep going, you let him pull that out and stick it in afterwards.
Now, see, I have a size limit for anal. Anal can sometimes hurt. So if she's not used to anal, could she still come if it's painful?
What you do is you get a vibrator, a little vibrator, right? And you have to be on all fours. Make sure it's lubed up. Make sure he's lubed up.
Jesus, I haven't done any of this.
What lube do you suggest?
I like Astroglide, the liquid one. But whatchamacallit? I use the... the vibrator, if you're playing with your clit, what happens is you relax your body. You're staying in that position. And while you're playing with your clitoris, your asshole kind of like opens up.
Like a surprise.
And so I stay with the
clit. Hello.
Yes. And you stay playing with the clit the whole time he's in there.
Now, do you suggest on all fours? Because I'm just starting out with anal.
All fours. For the first time too?
That's
how I do it.
Because some people are saying that I should be like sitting on the dick, like letting it.
I've had anal sex and I have yet to ride dick in my ass. That's pro shit.
But it's, apparently you can control how much dick
bro, you can do that in a pussy.
No, wait, he does one of those. No.
Right. Bitch, you gotta run.
You gotta run.
No,
what if the guy starts doing that shit that they be doing?
And then holding you down at the same time. No, nigga.
So you could fall on the dick.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, okay. Let me ask you a question. I got one of these. I just want to show you real quick. So I got this little sparkly thing for my asshole, right?
Because I got a tail. I bought a tail.
Oh my God. What do you do with the tail? Is it just for a show?
I think it's a lot of things are just for show, but it's still the anal butt plug. So like I said, so you put it in, you gotta have to have like the underwear with the pussy out and the ass out.
Do guys like that? Out. Like the tail out.
Guys don't know what they like to you.
I just got this thing, right?
Let me see.
The little sparkly thing.
That shit is fly.
Right?
Look, I thought cute. That shit was fly.
Oh my god.
I wanna ask you though,
because imagine you like. I think like
when I took it out, there was a little bit of blood. And okay. I want to know, like, is this always going to keep fucking happening to me? Because I was trying to, like, use it as a dilator.
I feel like you're not lubing.
Yeah.
You're not lubing, and you might be bleeding. Moving too fast.
But it's like the ball, though, so it's not like I could gradually...
It might be too small. I mean, it might be too big. Like, they have...
This was the smallest slimmer. One I had, so...
No, they have... not shorter.
I got three.
They have the slimmer one.
I need to go skinny. So yeah, I got three.
Slim one. I started off getting anal sex with a little dick guy, and I love him, and I wish I could thank him now, because you don't even know what you did for
thanks,
my life.
Thanks, Tom. So you like, so when it comes to size, like
no
you,
anal, it doesn't matter.
Can you be pleased with little dick?
Yes. So when I like see girls be like, oh, you know, he got a little dick. I'm like, put it in the ass. You know what I'm saying? Every year, like.
So the ass is the answer for everything.
We should have gave that advice before.
Okay, so you know, I'm going to give you girls some good advice. But
okay, listeners, get your pencils in.
If he's a little dick guy, he better not have no attitude neither. Like, this little dick niggas with fake big dick attitudes piss me the fuck off.
I might need to get this because I know a few, and I just want to send this to them very quickly. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So little dick niggas, number one, don't have an attitude.
Don't have a fucked up attitude because you have a little dick.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you need to be
experimental. Did you hear that shit, Jason?
Yes. You need to be experimental and open-minded.
Okay.
Okay.
Right? So the two things we could do, we could throw on them old school Rough Riders, right? Get some friction going on the inside. That's one. Two, they have friction. The actual, like, a cage with an extension, like a 2-inch extension.
I saw
so
those.
It's like you put it on the outside of the condom, or you can put it on his dick if y'all doing whatever, right? And he can feel it, and it has a 2-inch extension on it. Oh, they got more chicks. They got this thing called Mr. Thick Dick. It's a cream, and it'll make it expand.
No
ooh, like
way.
Your lips, bro.
Yes, for $24.99, and it got a lot of feeling. In it, right?
Listen,
hold up. I'm not done. I'm telling you. So that one, or you get real freaky, if he better be open-minded, you cannot be, you know,
right.
The anal, we said we got the anal, or you start taking out your other dildo, right? And you put him on the bed.
On his DP. On his knees.
Listen, hold up. You lay him on the bed, right? And you put the other dildo in front of his penis, right? And then you go to ride it, and you sit on both.
Yes! And one goes in your butt, and
no,
one goes...
No, wait, they both go in the pussy. Wait. So you just made up for everything.
Holy
that
shit.
That sounds like so much
that
fun.
That is amazing.
That really sounds like too much work. I'd rather just find a big dick.
There's a dick nigga that I broke up with.
I'd rather just find
a
big dick.
I could never be with him because of his dick. I think I'm going to call him. Why not?
Oh, yeah. That sounds like there's way so too much work.
Bitch, listen, he worked on Wall Street.
You
want to get nice man.
Listen, put some Benoit balls inside your pussy and start riding him. Don't tell him.
Have you ever had any of those balls
stuck? Balls and the dick in your pussy at the same time.
Listen, I'd be doing freaky shit.
Shit.
We believe you.
I thought I was. I feel like I'm not as freaky as I once was after having her on the show.
Bro,
I've never done half the shit that she's
done. I feel like I might need to do porn too. I feel pretty confirmed.
Yeah,
right
you
now.
Feel pretty confirmed. Yeah. I have not
no,
done
the
a lot of this
balls.
Shit.
I've experienced those. I wanted to know, have you ever had them stuck?
They said, hoe is life.
Have you ever had them stuck?
No, you know what? And I'm not going to lie. It's not even like I'm a big pussy bitch. It's like, but I know how to work it. You feel me? So, you know where I learned how to, like, contract my vaginal muscles is in the tub. I learned this at a young age. I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, you ever sat in a tub and
you
was like,
you making shit
for
it?
Was that a bubble? And then, like, when I realized what was happening, I said, oh, shit. Like, you can, like, suck the water in and spit the water out.
Yo, that happened recently. Like, I was like, that was not my asshole.
Yeah, so you keep practicing, like, how to, like... It's like a way to, like, you suck your stomach in, and it's like, and you can, like...
But it sucks your pussy.
Yes, and it'll make it open, and then you can push it out, so, like...
And you can do that with a dick inside, too?
And these are not Kegels
so,
you're talking about.
No, that's I mean, what I'm thinking it's Kegels. Basically, but, it's Kegels. Okay, Kegels is just the squeezing, but the expansion, so I kind of, like, figured it out. So, but I do Kegels all day, every day, all the time. Bored, I'm just... That's how I keep myself laughing all the time, like, talking to people doing Kegels.
I'll do it my way right now.
Oh, yeah.
So where can our listeners, I guess, see more of your work? What do you have going on right now? We have to wrap this up. But I want all of our listeners to fucking follow you. I'm about to go watch all your shit tonight.
I know.
I'm about to play with my pussy to you tonight,
I enjoyed
tonight,
the one with you last night with the girl. I came pretty quick. Thank you. The girl with the double-ended dildo. I've used those. I love that.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun.
But y'all both have such big asses. I was like, how huge is that fucking...
I just like... With sex, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like people try to put like a strategy on the shit.
And
like,
it's right.
No, it's and I keep telling niggas the biggest problem they do is like they want to drop the beat at the beginning of the song before the intro. No. I need the song.
Work up
I need
to
the
it,
intro,
yo.
Then the breakdown in the song. You feel me? That's how it should
happen. I'm with you.
So that's the only problem. Like passion. It should be passionate. Like if you can't be passionate, you got to question what you're gonna do with that person. Maybe you shouldn't be fucking them.
That's I agree. 1,000%.
Like, if you have to be like, oh, I didn't want to do that because then you shouldn't
do
nothing.
You shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, I feel like, I'm not going to lie. Don't get me wrong. You need to be safe and all that. But I'm not going to lie. When we're having sex, you can still make conscious decisions that I'm not doing it right. Or they're not doing it right. Like, you need to be doing things like, oh, my God.
To where you're not even thinking.
Did that nigga just put his foot on my head while he was... Did this nigga just sit on my
back?
And I let it go down. Like, you feel me? Because when you're really in the moment of sex, like, sex is an animalistic act. It was not meant to be, like, step one, step two, step three.
There's
no correct order. But, like, you should be feeling that person. That's one. So where can he find me on Lethal Lips on Instagram? I'm always getting my page flagged, so I just got my million follower page back. This is like my fifth gram. So
what
you got going on? You mentioned cigars.
I'm filming porn next week.
Where? Okay.
Oh, no, this weekend.
Are you filming in Cali, Miami?
I'm flying to Cali this weekend.
Now it's going
to
be condom porn because...
I got to go get tested tomorrow.
Can you explain what's going on with Cali and Miami for our followers?
Okay, so what's going on in Miami? What the fuck happened in Miami?
Well, I heard in Cali you have to use condoms, and in Miami you don't, so people film there.
Oh, really? I gotta find out the new rules, because I be out the loop so much.
Right.
Like, I be like, oh, shit, that's the new shit that we're doing? But I know that most of the time, the outbreaks usually happen in Cali.
Gotcha. Right?
Okay, outbreaks are in Cali.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
you know, but they film so much. Like, right. There's ways to, like, not. Catch shit. Don't
of course,
like,
of course.
There's plenty of ways. And it's not just condoms. There's plenty of ways. You want me to share?
I guess I'll share this. I recently just went and got all of my blood work because I am looking to go into the swinger life more.
Woo-hoo!
Yes.
But do you know some of them request, like the couples
they
say,
do. They
want
to see the papers.
We do not want anyone without condoms. Anyone that wants to wear condoms, we don't want them.
Right. And so there's a thing called PrEP. It's
normally
the Truvada.
Men.
Yeah. I have a couple right now that's looking for a girl just like you.
I don't join
Wait,
in.
Why not
I,
you?
I have a partner. I have a partner. So if I join into a couple, it has to be I want to do
two.
The couple swapping.
Okay.
I don't want to be a third.
Okay.
So we've been talking about it right now. We're actually on this app called My Wild Lifestyle.
Yes, and My Wild Lifestyle.
Oh boy, here they go. They're gonna be hitting your ass.
They already are. So yes.
You been at Caligula?
We've been planning to go to Caligula. Look, so we go to the new beach at Gunnison.
What's Caligula?
Caligula
Poppin' Night is Thursday night. There on Valentine's Day.
Where is it?
We're going Halloween.
It's in Queens,
Astoria.
If you go on the Swinger Lifestyle website, SLS, they're always having parties there.
Cool.
It's really cool.
Have you been to T's?
I've never been to T's, but I've been to Trapeze.
Trapeze closed.
And there's a place in the city. That's like a more private thing.
Tuesdays Bowery Bliss?
I've been to Bowery Bliss. It's kind of dirty sometimes.
That's
but
what I've heard. I've heard that.
But there's another one. It's a private one. They have gay night every other night, and I think Tuesdays and Thursdays is straight night.
Nice.
But, yeah. I mean, and another thing I don't like about swingers is guys be trying to go in the private room with me. I'm like, I'm not here for that, nigga. I'm here because I like to get watched. Like, this is the whole, and I don't want to talk to you after this. Don't ask me, like, my swing partner, he likes to make friends. Like, I don't want to make friends with these.
What do you do? Nothing, nigga.
And I'd be like, oh, no number. No, because that's the whole, it's the act. Like, I want to, like, the way I watch it on porn and the crazy shit starts happening, like, I'm like, oh, my God. I just be waiting for, like, crazy shit to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't really go down like that.
Right.
Like, I've tried to have orgies in my house and
it doesn't.
DPs and
it's
shit.
Not the same.
Like, it don't work out the way you think it's going to work out. In my head, I thought I was Hugh Hefner that day.
How many people?
When I was younger, I used to, like, just do crazy things. And I had a lot of money because I had a salon at 22. So I used to just...
Wow.
Nice.
We see your hair late. So.
Yeah, I used to call. Yeah, this bitch was hanging in the bathroom. I picked it up. I was like, oh, my God, I'm running late. But I used to just call random people. And I'm not promoting drugs, but...
What kind
of
drugs?
At the time, ecstasy was the thing.
Right.
So my homeboy used to hook me up with, like, hundreds of dollars worth of it. And I used to have a bucket. And everybody...
I've been to parties like that.
Cops,
that's how I end up peeing in a nigga's house.
Cards. I never told nobody what they were doing. And then it would just end up as fucking.
Nice. So you have so you are filming
you
right
ain't
now.
Shit. No, they knew. Listen, how many times? Listen, you came here the first time, bitch. You came back. You knew what was going down.
Okay.
All
right. So you're filming right now. They can find you on Instagram. Do you have a website?
Yeah, I actually do. How many websites I own now? But a lot. I need to actually fix them.
Like, okay.
But we're going to get your stuff together for our page because I know people are going to be pressed.
Cigar. And look at the cigars.
Yeah. Can you hear me what I want to see?
Open it and smell it.
That's like a dick. Can you see?
Open it and smell it.
And guys, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and include all of this on our Instagram and on the descriptions page.
It got 800 milliliters of alcohol in it.
Nice.
Tequila. Cause it
are you fucking
you
serious?
Nasty
cherry tequila. Damn,
nice.
These are made for your lips.
Those are, exactly. It's a top shelf liquor and
that's awesome.
Cigar.
Yeah, no, that's
really
awesome.
Good.
Yeah,
no, that does.
When did you start doing that?
It's been a couple months now. It's been like we're fixing up the design and stuff like that. It's really good. Everybody likes it.
This is big. I don't do cigars this big. Yeah,
you know, I just want to say I'm really not into swinging. I love threesomes and shit like that, but I'm one of those more emo, gotta have a connection people. But I am like really, really
wanting connections where the problems come in.
It does.
I like so that
we're,
shit.
We're all gonna have to hang out and go to. Oh.
But no, I wanna tell you, I mean, I've enjoyed you so much. I really, if you don't mind, take me under your whole wing. I really wanna watch you in a swingers club.
Well, let me know, because we're going Halloween. So if you wanna join us, we've been trying to go to Caligula. I did wanna go as a couple, but we were planning on going as two single females as well for Halloween, so okay. I have to get your number and see when you.
There's a couple private groups on Facebook that you probably need to be added to that I'm a part of.
I thought they talk about God on Facebook. No. Not in Trump.
All them Facebook private groups are amazing.
Huh.
Anyways, guys, we want to thank you so much for coming on to our show.
We love you.
Thank you.
Again, you guys can follow her, Lethal Lips. We're going to post all of her information, not only in the description, but on our Instagram page. You guys can follow us. At @horrible_decisions. And you guys can follow me at Full Court Pumps on Twitter and Instagram. And where can they reach you?
Wheezy WTF.
And that has been another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Bye-bye.